Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Purpose Beyond the Playbook Lessons, From a Champion's Life, How to Win, When the Game Changes by Jamal Luke is a personal development book centered on the transition from achievement-based identity to purpose-driven living, drawing on Luke's background as a national champion, coach, and higher education leader. The book addresses a problem especially familiar to athletes: what remains when the role that once defined a person no longer provides structure, recognition, or direction. Its genre sits at the intersection of athlete transition, leadership reflection, and practical self-improvement. Rather than focusing only on winning in competition, it reframes winning as the ability to adapt when circumstances, roles, and external measures of value change. The book is positioned for student athletes, former athletes, parents, professionals, and readers who feel stuck after a major life shift. Its purpose is to help readers examine identity, discipline, self-awareness, and intentional action as tools for navigating change beyond the boundaries of sport. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rebuilding identity after the athletic role no longer defines the person. A central topic in Purpose Beyond the Playbook is the difficulty of separating personal identity from athletic performance. Many athletes spend years being recognized through competition, team roles, rankings, championships, or physical ability. When that framework ends, whether through graduation, injury, retirement, or changing priorities, the loss can feel larger than a schedule change. It can create uncertainty about value, purpose, and belonging. Luke's approach treats this transition not as a failure, but as a predictable identity challenge that requires reflection. The book appears to ask readers to consider who they are when applause, uniforms, and external validation are removed. This is important because athlete transition literature often notes that the habits that produce achievement can also narrow self-definition. By emphasizing identity transformation, the book moves beyond simple advice about career planning. It invites readers to recognize that performance can be meaningful without becoming the whole self. The practical implication is that long-term stability depends on building a broader sense of identity that can survive the end of a specific role. Secondly, moving from performance metrics to purpose-based measures of progress, the title signals a shift from the playbook, a symbol of structured performance, to purpose, a broader guide for decision-making when the old rules no longer apply. In sport, progress is often measurable through wins, statistics, playing time, championships, and visible improvement. Outside that environment, the same clarity may disappear. Luke's framework appears to focus on helping readers replace narrow performance metrics with purpose-based measures such as intentional action, personal growth, service, and direction. This matters because people who are trained to evaluate themselves through outcomes may struggle when life demands patience, ambiguity, or reinvention. Purpose does not remove the need for goals, but it changes the basis for choosing them. A purpose-based approach asks whether a pursuit aligns with values and future growth rather than whether it produces immediate recognition. For former athletes and professionals alike, this distinction is useful. It allows discipline and ambition to remain active while reducing dependence on external scoreboards. The book's contribution is in translating competitive drive into a more durable personal compass. Thirdly, transferring athletic discipline into changing personal and professional contexts, discipline is presented as one of the key qualities required to win beyond the final whistle. In an athletic context, discipline is often reinforced by coaches, practice schedules, teammates, competition calendars, and clear consequences. After the game changes, those external structures may weaken or disappear. Luke's emphasis on discipline, therefore, seems less about rigid routine and more about learning how to self-direct when no one else is managing the process. This is a practical concern for student athletes entering college life, former athletes entering the workforce, parents managing competing demands, or professionals seeking renewed direction. The book suggests that the habits built through sport can remain valuable, but only if they are adapted to new circumstances. Training consistency can become career preparation. Coachability can become openness to feedback. Competitive focus can become persistence through uncertainty. The reasoning is concrete: people do not need to abandon athletic discipline, but they must reinterpret it. What once served a season or a championship can become a method for building stability, responsibility, and progress in ordinary life. Fourthly, using self-awareness to recognize when the old game plan has expired. Self-awareness is another major theme because transition requires more than effort. A person can work hard in the wrong direction if they do not recognize that circumstances have changed. Purpose Beyond the Playbook appears to frame self-awareness as the ability to notice when old assumptions, roles, and definitions of winning no longer fit. This is especially relevant for athletes because success in sport can reward repetition, toughness, and loyalty to a system. Those qualities remain valuable, but they can also delay necessary change if a person keeps applying the same game plan to a different stage of life. Self-awareness helps readers evaluate emotions, habits, motivations, and blind spots without reducing the process to self-criticism. It allows a former athlete to ask whether a current goal reflects genuine purpose or merely a search for replacement validation. It also helps professionals and parents identify where imbalance or frustration may be signaling a need for realignment. The book's treatment of self-awareness appears practical rather than theoretical. It functions as a diagnostic tool for making better decisions during identity and role changes. Lastly, extending athlete transition lessons to parents, professionals, and stuck readers. Although the book is rooted in athletic experience, its intended audience is broader than current and former athletes. The Amazon description identifies student athletes, former athletes, parents, individuals feeling stuck, and professionals seeking meaning and direction. This matters because the central problem is not limited to sport. Many people build identity around a role that later changes a job title, a family responsibility, a public achievement, or a long-held plan. Luke's athletic background gives the book a concrete metaphor, but the underlying issue is universal. The game changes whenever familiar structures stop providing direction. For parents, the issue may involve balance and competing responsibilities. For professionals, it may involve achievement without meaning. For students, it may involve uncertainty about future identity. The book's wider relevance depends on translating lessons from competition into everyday decision-making without assuming that all readers share the same athletic history. Its useful angle is that sport becomes a case study in role transition. Readers can apply the same questions about identity, discipline, and purpose to their own changing environments. In conclusion, Purpose Beyond the Playbook is best suited for readers facing a transition in identity, especially student athletes, former athletes, coaches, mentors, parents of athletes, and professionals who have achieved outward success but feel uncertain about direction. Its practical benefit lies in giving readers a vocabulary for a common but often under-discussed experience, the moment when a once-defining role no longer explains who a person is becoming. The book encourages reflection on discipline, self-awareness, and intentional action without presenting sport as the only meaningful model for growth. Intellectually, it offers a useful reframing of achievement. Winning is not treated only as a result, but as the capacity to adapt when familiar systems, rewards, and expectations disappear. Compared with many general motivational books, its differentiating feature is the post-athletic lens. It is not merely about setting goals or staying positive. It addresses the identity gap that can follow competition, leadership, or any high-commitment role. Compared with athlete memoirs, it appears less focused on recounting a career and more focused on extracting transferable lessons for life after structured performance. Readers looking for deeply researched psychology may find it more reflective than academic. But readers seeking grounded guidance for personal transition are likely to find its focus clear and relevant. If you would like to support Jamal Luke, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.